the crew when you get it, and enjoy work. Hopefully it's air conditioned. 73 is for now, Todd, and thanks for joining us.
Copy that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's about the same down here in Indiana as well. Yeah, it's definitely in the hot, as you put it, for sure. Yeah, normally it doesn't get down till September for us, so hopefully that comes sooner or later. But I'm indoors in air conditioning, so that's always a plus. But yeah, I appreciate it. 73 to you and everyone else, and have a great week.
Always, it's a choice. It took me 50 years to figure out that having a good day is a choice. The only one that can mess up your day is you, your own self, because it's how you react to circumstances. If you don't let them bother you, you can do nothing but have a good week, a good day. So, yep, we'll do that. Thanks for being there. Is there anybody else out there that would like to chime in? We'd love to have you. This is the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, and that's what we do. And it's Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey. Call the last call. Anybody out there, now's the time.
Echo 5, Alpha Romeo, Juliet Mobile, coming from the south.
Coming from the south, you better get that compass fixed, start. how far south are you coming from? If you're heading up north again or what? You coming, you take a holiday down south to the big city?
Unfortunately, it was two days between 30 and 32 for temperature down there, so I didn't get geocaching, but that's the way that goes, but we traded cities, so there you go. Otherwise than that, just coming back tonight, and ready to go for tomorrow morning, there you go. And I have to remember that we got a long weekend coming up, so that's a kind of a plus.
Had a long weekend for the last 10 years since my last job. I don't get them anymore. I get ripped off. I'm totally disappointed in this retirement stuff because we don't get long weekends anymore, Art.
No long weekends. I haven't got quite that far yet. But there you go. So I'm looking forward to that a little bit, and slow down and get ready for the week here, so see what happened on the weekend. We'll have to figure that out. Otherwise than that, nothing too much else happening. I see the temperature is a nice 23 here, so it's better than 33. So there you go. Thank you, and that's all.
Oh, yeah, well, you're better than us. We're sitting at 25 at the moment, but we hit 32 earlier on today. So, yeah, it was hot out there. But, like I say, I prefer the heat to the cold, and if it wasn't for the mosquitoes, I'd spend more time outside. Anyway, drive safe. Finish off your trip. Finish off your trip safely there, and we'll catch you down the road there, Art. Thanks for popping in.
I know that Regina's repeater is working, so that's good. talk to you later. Bye, RJ.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it goes north, not too bad. Not too bad at all. And yeah, you still got a couple hours ahead of you there, so like I say, drive safe and take care. We'll catch you down the road. Okay, folks, we're still on the last call. if there's anybody else out there that hasn't got in, we'd still like to talk to you. So please key the mic and say hello. Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey calling. Nothing else heard. I short count of 17, which isn't too bad considering it's a nice day. People have been out and about doing summer things, so thank you all for being there that are still there and listening. Have yourself a great week, and I look forward to catching most of you again next week. This is Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat, saying 73s, enjoy the summer. Stay away from the bugs and be safe above all. Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey, 73's all.
Fairly quickly. So I've got a couple of those that were in there that are
were the main issue. The other two didn't look too bad. But I've got a Cenas or whatever they are, the Canadian Tire smart chargers, and they're supposed to do the same thing. They do that pulsing. They vary the current from, or the voltage, I think, from 12 volts down to whatever the battery voltage is, and keep changing it back and forth. So I've run that on a few of them a couple of times to see if I can get them, the two that are weak back up. And I had a couple spare on the bench, and one of them, two of them, weren't all that hot either. So, yeah, I got a power supply that has a current limiting, so I can adjust the current and the voltage on it. And so I've hooked up that, and I'll run it up to 15, 16 volts for a little bit, let it sit there for 15, 20 minutes, and then back it off to 12 volts and let it sit and cool down. And it may or may not work. Time is yet to tell.
It sounds like you're along on your way then to finding out which battery or which coupler batteries are bad there. So I know that was my biggest challenge too. I actually thought they were all fried, and then when I started playing with it and experimenting with loads and stuff, because the battery charger made it look like it revived it, but as soon as you would put it back in and build the pack, it just wouldn't hold anything. So as soon as I started doing load tests, I found the bad ones right away and swapped them out and, yeah, get a little bit more life out of them. And I was going to say too, you might already know it too, but Brandon Battery in Brandon seems to have really good deals on those batteries all the time. I think I picked up quite a few of them there, and I think they were running anywhere from $25 to $30 a battery, which is a pretty good deal compared to what you find them online.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, no, I buy them from Saf Battery in Regina is where I've been buying them from, but it's the same sort of outfit. And yeah, their price is in that $30 range, give or take, and that's not too bad. Other than the fact that you got eight of them, so that adds up a little bit, but all things considered, if it does its job, and it hasn't been, and I've known that for a couple of months now already, but just haven't had a chance to pull them apart, because they don't come apart that easy. You pretty much have to dismantle a bunch of stuff to get them out, and all your wires and connectors and stuff to get them isolated. So, but I did do that, and it sprawled all over my basement and the rec room, and the batteries are all sprawled across my shop, and I've got three different chargers working at different places, plus my power supply doing things. So I got wires all over the place. Hi.
You know, it's funny, because at one time I used to just toss the whole UPS and never bothered fighting with batteries, because sometimes there would be other problems, but then I ended up having some of the better Eaton UPSs kicking around, and I kind of kicking myself because I did toss a couple, and then when I was looking to buy a replacement one here not too long ago, I couldn't believe the price that they had gone up to. Like, you used to be able to pick them up for like, you know, $400, $500. They want like $1,200 now for the same capacity and the same style of UPS. So as soon as I seen that, I was like, man, that person's got to, you know, bite the bullet and just buy a pack of batteries and go from there. I think I bought a box of batteries, which I think there was eight of them that came in it, and it was pretty decent. I think it was like $200, somewhere around there. I got them a little bit, guy gave me a little bit better deal because I bought a whole box, so I thought it was good. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, when I was back under contract there, towards the end, there was a whole pile of electronics piled up in one corner of the other office, the main, the
no,
external
five,
office, but
one,
the main
two,
building
five,
we were out in the trailer.
Three,
and I asked them, what's all this? Oh, that's all garbage. And I said, no, garbage, and just throw it out. Yep. So I backed my car around and I loaded up. I forget, I think I loaded three or four UPSs. I felt guilty I was going to take a couple more, but I quit at that. And I've got a couple, I think I still got one left. I've passed out one or two here or there. I've got one I'm using on my telephone and whatnot, but I think I still got one kicking around in the shop there that it likely just needs batteries as well. So I imagine that's all that was wrong with these.
I'm just laughing here in the background because I'm pretty sure I know which trailer that was too, because I think I ended up with a weather station and something else out of that trailer. Hi.
Yeah, at the end, well, they had so many records and stuff, they had books.